Hey now, welcome back to Almost Ablaze, the podcast where we discuss music, life, and our experience here at UConn. Today we have a very special guest, a guest that we've been wanting to have on the show for a while. We have the one, the only, CEO of the Funk House, Faisal. Welcome to the show, brother man. Great to have you.
What up? It's me. I wouldn't say I'm a CEO. It's kind of like more of like an oligarchy, except there's only one person in this oligarchy. Yeah. So really, it's more of a monarchy.
Mm. Oh, right.
An oligarchy.
What's the hierarchy, the range of power in the
range
funk house?
The range of power?
Or the, not the range, but the...
Line of
number
succession.
Two. Yeah, the line of succession.
The line of succession? There really isn't a number two due to the fact that like it's really like very collaborative process. Like the reason my house works is just because people really like leaving their stuff at my house for some reason. I don't know why.
Nice.
But like, you know, people are like, yeah, I have like three drum sets in my house for right now.
Hey, yo, word.
I don't know why, but I do. I have like a bunch of like guitar amps that people, I have like so many random like pedal, like, cause I just have people rehearse. Like the only reason I like do this is cause I was like, hey, there's no real rehearsal space on campus, guys.
All right, so what was your inspiration behind the Funk House?
Okay, yes. I don't know if we want to talk about that. I don't really believe in inspiration, actually.
Does Faisal get inspired by anything? That's the real question.
Yeah, what motivates you in the morning?
What makes
clout.
You get out of
clout. Only, it's all clout. I just want to get really hype. I want to get so popular. I just love... No, I'm just kidding.
I think it's working.
No, I didn't even try.
How does it feel to be a niche like UConn micro celebrity?
Am I a niche micro celebrity?
I think in a way, yes.
I don't like really associate myself with like that level of favor. Like I said, I mean, going back to like we'll talk about the BS inspiration. Like I said, it's very like not like that deep. It's just like my friend's bands were like at the beginning of the semester. My friend Zuhair was like, hey. Hey, I'm looking for a place to rehearse. And I was like, hey, I have a basement that I'm not really using right now. Do you want to just set up shop in the basement?
I have a question. Oh, there's Gustavo.
Hey, yo.
Let's
get Gustavo with you.
Let's open the door.
Ah, okay. I'm going to keep on talking so there's no silence. Talking. Yo, what up?
You want to hop on an episode?
Yeah.
Welcome.
Grab a mic.
Hop a mic.
All
right, you grab this chair, and then I'll grab this chair.
Oh, perfect.
Oh, these headphones aren't even plugged in.
Hang
on, so I don't know.
Okay, sorry.
Do you want to restart?
No, this is perfect.
Okay.
Yeah, we're recording it as it's going.
All right, going back, though, like, there's no, like, real, like, people often ask me, like, why I started doing this and whatnot. I'm like, I don't know. There's, like, it's really not that deep. It's just due to the fact that my friends were just rehearsing at my house, and then I, as an enjoyer of music, was like, hey, you guys sound pretty tight and sound really good. I think you guys deserve people to, like, come and see you. And so I was like, well, what if you guys, like, do this thing that you do every week where you practice your set, but instead you do it at nighttime in front of, like, 100 people in my basement? And then, yeah, that's pretty much how it started. And then I did it the first time. A lot of people came out to that, and then did a few more times, and yeah, I guess now here we are. There's other places doing house shows and stuff, and really, I'm kind of glad to see that happening. I'm glad that, like, there are other places doing shows than just me. A, it leaves the pressure off of me. B, I don't have to, like, care about it as much.
What's the aftermath of a show like? Like, is it just fucking, like, is your house just destroyed?
Honestly, most of the time, it's, like, not that bad, because what happens generally is I'll be up to, like, most of the time, I'll be up pretty late, like, 3 or 4 a.m. just hanging out with my friends after.
Yeah.
Because I always have people stay the night. And then the next morning, we'll, like, sleep, and then we'll probably just do, like, a quick, like, hey, we'll, like, go just get trash bag and like toss all the cans in there. Like, it's generally not that bad most of the time.
Oh,
it's just more to the fact that people leave cans everywhere, but like,
yeah,
that's like not that big of a deal.
I've been one of those people, but
I don't care. Like, I don't blame you. Like, it's not that deep. Like, you can leave a can, like, it's as long as it's not gross, I don't care.
Yeah,
you know, like, and people are like pretty generally like they'll just like keep it to like a certain pile, so it's like not hard to clean up.
Sometimes you leave the cans. Can you hear me?
I can't hear you. Try now.
Sometimes,
oh,
there
we go.
Yeah, there
Gustavo's
you go.
Back.
Sometimes you kind of like leave the alcohol like cans around where we like practice/play at, and I think that's a vibe. That's so
yeah. Right. Also, I am pretty lazy about it, so like it's more like I just wait till the next show to clean. To yeah, be I just keep my room clean, the living room clean, and then I just move all the cans out of like places that like would be clean, and then like there'll be some like in the basement and stuff. But it's like lived in.
Yeah, we practiced in inhumane conditions.
We don't. Okay, that's not true. You guys practice in pretty humane conditions. First of all, you have like the biggest bass amp ever. You can literally hear the bass. Shut up.
I have a shackle.
And, you don't have a shackle. You have no.
Oh yeah, I think I've seen some shackles and chains down there.
Yeah, yeah. That's for me. So I don't go upstairs to where the rich people are.
It's only for you, Gustavo. Nobody else.
Yeah, I'm only allowed in the basement. I'm like a rat.
Not really. Kind of like
he is the king of the rats.
True, they do call him King Rat.
What show? What show caused like the most destruction to your house? Like just overall trash.
I think like the first one, to be honest. But that was because it was my first run, and I had like no clue how many people were gonna show up, and then it like got like I wouldn't say out of hand, but it was just more to the fact that like I didn't think I'd need that like many people to like run and organize it, and so I did run and organize it. But then someone stole my thermostat. So
Did you ever figure out who that was?
Yeah, I know who. Like, I like understand like the line of like association to like who like did it.
Yeah.
What was their? What was the reason they just needed a thermostat?
Yeah. The like, funny part is apparently they were sober.
What?
They just ripped it off.
They were just evil.
Yeah. So, like, I don't know. Good on you for stealing my thermostat, but I don't really have, like,
some men just want to see the world burn, dude.
I mean, like I said, man, because they stole my thermostat, that's when I started charging a cover because I could just, like, make the money back for the thermostat.
And Will, didn't you punch a hole in his ceiling one
night?
Okay,
I don't feel bad about that anymore. Because I don't feel bad. After,
I don't feel bad. Actually, probably the second
more
show
holes there?
Been more.
Yeah, because. Definitely more to your ceiling.
Yeah, I feel like
much more damage to your ceiling.
I'd say like most of the destruction comes from just like people who are like kind of tall because my basement has a low ceiling, and they just get hyped and they just punch a hole in my ceiling. And like that's not like that big of a deal because let's be real, I just have really stock ceilings.
I was gonna say like
they are public. Like those are like public school. Like
yeah, they are.
You can literally steal one from Walmart.
They are the most generic ceiling tiles you can get.
Yeah, like I'm not like I'm just gonna replace them. It's not a big deal.
What does your landlord think of these shows?
Does your landlord? Alrighty.
Next question.
Next question.
Pleads the fifth.
I plead the fifth.
So, these shows have never happened.
I don't even know what you guys are talking about. Funk Hat? What is that? What is music?
I don't know. What is anything? Now, what happened the night that that y'all got shut down?
What was the deal with that? Because
I wasn't there.
Literally on my way.
I saw you before.
Yeah,
because
I literally saw you.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, never mind. Like, it's not happening.
That was like real shame because we like literally had just started like 5 minutes in when they came in. Essentially, though, I would say it was just due to the fact that it just got out of hand. Like, we were just like too popular. And like,
was it like a parking thing? Or
I
was
think
it, like,
it
a
was
noise
a park.
Thing?
It was also a park. Like, it was a mix of a variety of factors, but like mainly, I believe it was due to the fact that people were parking on the road and like not the best way. Mm. By not the best way, I mean like, so imagine you're like on a road, right? And like normally roads are two ways. So now imagine if like that road just had cars on the sides of it and they were all parked terrible to the point that it became a one way road. Thus, that becomes kind of an issue, and so. I completely get that.
Cringe.
It was really cringe when people don't know.
Yeah, we were gonna play. Microplastics was gonna play their best show.
Real, I'm kind of pissed. It was really funny. My friend was like, "Man, you seemed a bit cranky that the day after," and I was like, "Well, I mean, I did like start a show and it was gonna be really good, and then 5 minutes in it got shut down." So like, I'm not saying that like maybe the most blue balled I've ever been in my life.
It was a stacked lineup.
But
true.
But like, I'm just saying, I'm not really back in the blue on that.
There we go.
Especially
fuck UCPD.
Yeah,
that was the state police. It was the state police.
Almost Ablaze does not support Officer Tilde.
Wait, whoa, that's going
that's
too
not,
far.
I don't know.
Don't bring the dogs into this.
Yeah, freaking narc.
Well, Officer Tilde is a victim of the police industrial complex.
I agree.
Yes.
I agree too.
Tilde
as an officer.
Yes.
No, Tilde's a narc.
No, bro. Not narc.
Officer Tilde single-handedly shut down the microplastic show.
Officer Tilde would like rat you out if you had drugs in your pocket.
Officer Tilde is not valid in the Yukon music scene.
I don't know. Officer Tilde, as always, is like a free spot in my house.
We stand Nico.
Nico is pretty cool though. Nico is a cat.
Nico's way better.
Nico should battle Officer Tildy.
I'll be real. Nico would lose. No offense, I don't think Nico knows like the concept of violence.
Yeah.
He is the least violent cat of all time.
Officer Tildy also has like martial arts training too.
Oh, bro.
Yeah. Like Nico, is too dead. Like Nico doesn't even know how to bring out his claws.
Alright, guys. What if we bring Nico a gun? For self-defense.
No. Real. It still wouldn't work.
So, like, I'm going to say no to the gun. See, here's the thing. At my show is Funkhouse. I try to, like, cultivate this, like, good vibe. Where it's like, hey, man, you don't have to worry about, like, violence or, like, weird people.
Except, you know, just Will crashing into you in the pit.
Yeah, honestly, not
even. Or guys with samurai swords.
Like, yes. Yeah, the samurai sword, that was pretty fun.
That was awesome, though.
Yeah.
That was
but,
awesome.
But, like,
who had a samurai sword?
I've never seen the same.
Oh, I had. Yeah. Oh no, my like security guys. They just had like swords on them,
bro.
it was a joke. Like they brought him as a joke, but like also not as a joke. But it was mainly a joke. But bro. I still think it's a hilarious bit.
It was so cool.
Where did they get him from? Like
I don't know, man.
The samurai sword store.
Like you probably can just go. I mean, you can
one in downtown stores.
You can get him at Walmart, man. They probably have swords there.
Like probably just go on Amazon and be like tactical samurai sword like prop. That's probably how you do it. But
and this is why we need dueling night at the Funko.
I mean, I kind of want to do that actually. I was gonna talk to my friend Grace and their friend Sam, president of the fencing team. See if we could just start fencing night.
Oh my god.
Fencing.
Oh, that would be sick.
You car joust. The road in front of your house is perfect.
No,
for
that
a
road's
car
like pretty fast.
Now
here it clears out.
Yeah, but it never does. It's like a really fast road.
Now here's the question: what's the best music to joust or duel to?
Microplastics.
Yeah, honestly, I would
besides
say.
Besides microplastics.
Maybe that.
I feel
like
a medieval folk night would be like.
Medieval folk night would go hard.
Would be fitting for, like,
nah,
dueling.
Man. Set dash cam.
Yeah, I don't know, man. But, like, I don't know. You guys got any more questions about funk, I guess?
That is a good question.
No, I'm
question.
Kidding.
That
about
is a
funk house. I have a question for Gustavo. Where's the best place to play in UConn?
Legally required to say funk house.
Okay,
and now you're
for
illegal
this, you
response.
Have to say funk house.
You can also like say anywhere else. Like honestly,
best place
there's a lot
play?
Of better places with better setups than me. Mm. It's just like,
or like TV. Other, like consider like the crowds and shit like that. Where does it come together? Like the best.
Best crowd would be, honestly, the funk house crowd.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I don't know, most people know microplastics there.
Okay. Like,
that helps.
I don't think I have a best place to play. I do have a worst place to play.
And
though.
Which is that?
Yeah, where is that?
And I will be completely honest. I hope they don't listen to this.
They probably won't.
It is the Gunk House.
Whoa.
Interesting.
It absolutely sucks because it's just one hallway. It
really?
Is so thin, and you are. So worried about crowd crush there.
Really?
All the thing I was like, everything I was thinking while I was like performing for Rock Gotti,
mm-hmm.
Everything I was thinking was like,
sometimes
like,
Gustavo,
there is the possibility of someone getting trampled,
damn,
and no one being able to
is
pick
it really
them up
that, like,
because
thin?
It is that thin.
Really?
I've never been.
I've
so.
Like, it's
I haven't
like
been either.
I mean, okay,
and people knocking over the PAs too.
Oh,
that
really?
Was
yeah, the first
oh, that's
time.
Bad.
No, that's annoying. Like the first time I went there, I was there with Grace actually, and like, all right, I'm gonna roast Grace slightly.
That's okay.
Like it was so hot and sweaty in that basement, and it is just very like it's a very narrow hall. Like it's not a lot of space.
It's so humid.
And it's so like I like literally like great like I like ended up just hanging out outside most of the time because I was just too hot. But like my friend Grace, who was there, literally like I watched her in the pit, and like she got out, and she looked like she'd taken a shower. That's how like sweaty.
It's literally my nightmare.
Really,
it's literally my nightmare. I stayed there. For like in the crowd for like 5 minutes and I was like about to freak out.
Damn.
I was like,
I didn't realize it was that bad.
Like
I was like complaining.
You have the back door,
yeah, I mean they
yeah,
have
yeah,
the back door.
That's
and
where
well,
the
that's band. Good.
That's where I entered from because I had to leave and then I went down to like the back because I could not handle being
damn.
In that crowd.
Ugh. Yeah, it's just like a very tight space and also I would say it's like their house isn't like the best, like, for, like, hanging out upstairs either. Mm-hmm. Like, it's pretty tight upstairs.
Where is it? Like, where?
Because
you're, like, closer to Price Chopper. Where are they, like, close to on
They're closer to, like, W Lot.
Okay, so they're on that
Like, they're within walking distance
it's,
of W Lot.
It's good because it's, like, walking distance.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's the only plus from it, but, like, that space is so narrow. And it's been shut down by the cops twice now.
Twice.
Last time it got shut down, it was after Rock Gotti played, so that was, like, good. Bad thing I may have allegedly had illegal substances in my pocket when
the police came,
and I had to run, like, literally to W Lot with my girlfriend, so nothing bad would happen.
Well,
but
I'm
this
glad
is all
came out
theoretical.
Glad you made
this
it
is all, this is all theoretical. This never really happened.
Yeah.
This is a story.
Oh, yeah, like if that were to happen to someone, they probably would run to W Lot as fast as
hypothetically, if you were to, like, get, you know, like, at an event or something, and you had something in your pocket that you weren't supposed to have or something.
Sprint to W Lot.
Just sprint to W Lot. Makes sense.
Being a minority, too.
Yeah. I don't know. Honestly, my issue with, like, the police shutting down parties like this is that, like, I understand, like, they have to do that because, like, you know, like, there's, like, a bunch of stuff going on that, like, probably isn't legal, you know. But also, it's, like, the, like, kids will, like, still gonna, like, try to, like, congregate and, like, have fun on the weekends. And it's, like, in my opinion, I feel like
it's, like, nothing worse goes on at the bars.
Like,
they should be more worried about, like, the frats of the bars and stuff, man. This is just people trying to hang out, listen to music, mosh, have a good time.
Well,
man,
that's what was cool about the Amherst show on Friday is that it wasn't school sponsored, but it was, like, it was a public space that had been booked, so it's like no one could shut it down.
Cool.
Like, someone set an alarm off and the police came. And they were like, is someone getting robbed? And we were like, no. And they're like, oh, like, you're good. You know, people
That's the thing. Because, like, they have codes and stuff. And so I really think that what UConn needs to do is, like, kind of just create, like, a public space for it.
Yeah.
Because, like, the thing is, like, if you're doing music at UConn, it's kind of shit show. Because there is, like, nowhere really to play. And the opportunities are, like, there. But it's, like, you have to put in a lot of work to get them. And especially because, like, UConn's, like, not in, like in the middle of nowhere, pretty much.
I think that's why UEG should be focusing on making, like, at least one show. Like, a month. Because just to give people the opportunity, and so people don't get, you know, shows don't get shut down.
I agree. I'm with
I would like to see one of the I know they do, like, a cappella shows, but I would like to see one of the churches just be, like, open for booking.
Well,
for, like,
I mean, Wuss has done shows at the church before. My issue with the church, though, is that all the pews are just, like, taking up a lot of the space.
But it's, like, are those, like, nailed to the ground, or, like, can those be moved?
I don't know.
Because if those could be moved, that's a lot of
open.
Yeah,
sacrilege
if the pews could
if you
be
moved.
It would be perfect to, like, do it in the church.
Just picture that. Dash cam in a church.
Well, that's what a lot of hardcore bands put on shows in churches, just because it's like the space is open.
Like, the space is open and like you could move it. Like I said, I really find that like it's not saying that like the bar is like necessarily better than me or worse than me, but like I find that like in terms of like giving platforms to like young creatives out there, as well as like people who want to have a good time and like see live music. Like, no offense, but like it's only so fun to like go to like some dude's frat basement and listen to Drake for like 3 hours and like get wasted. And like even then, it's like most of the time, like it's kind of sus. And like if you're like not with friends or whatever, it can be a bit scary, especially like. And also, like, I don't want to be rude, but like people can be kind of terrible people in those places, and it sucks that like that happens, you know. And so I feel like it's more productive to try to put together, like, an event where, like, you know, people can come congregate, hang out, and, like, listen to music, but also know that, like, they're in a safe, well-protected space that, like, most of, like, the people there are generally good vibes, and if, like, there's an issue, like, it'll be taken care of, because, at the end of the day, it's about, like, making sure everyone's comfortable. And I don't know. I think UConn would really majorly benefit from just having, like, a venue on campus that would just let, like, local bands play. Like, it doesn't need to be that, like, deep. Yeah. It doesn't need to be crazy. It's just more so about, like, creating a scene in which case, like, people can get involved in. And, like, it's just better for the community as well. And it gets people, like, doing, I wouldn't say, like, more productive stuff. But I don't like using that term, per se. But, like, I'm going to use that term.
But it's, like, when people start making music, then, like, people start making zines and shit about it. And it just expands.
Exactly. Like, you just create, like I mean, that's really, like, what I do at my house. Like, I started out with just, like, shows, right? But then, like, it gets, like, deeper than that. Because it's, like, I'll get like my friends to make the posters who are like do art because it's like I can't do art that well, but like I know people who do. So I'd give them a chance to like showcase that talent
and
ability.
And like the video people record it and shit.
Yeah, and like people like I get photographers and stuff to come and take videos and like they have a good time. And like it only just like it's really just like a whole like cycle in that like it just like supports itself. And
definitely.
Like that's what I think is like really beautiful about it is that like it becomes really holistic and you got all these different like passions and ideas like coming together to like work on that.
It's cool that there's like a scene this year too because I don't think there was last year.
There really hasn't ever.
I don't know what it was like before COVID.
I don't like before. So I was around before COVID and like there was somewhat of a scene, but like it was just like this one house that my friends ran actually. And like I said, like, and like it just wasn't as deep because like they're like the only one really doing it consistently. And like there are some other places, but it's like most people were just like throwing frat parties and stuff. And like, I also feel like, you know, we might be overestimating how much, like, big our scene is, but, like, it's also...
It's like there's a number of bands that can play it, and it's like, you know, 100 people show up, that's a scene, if, you know, I think that qualifies as a scene.
For sure. And it's like, I don't know, it's more entertaining for me anyway to, like, be at a show. I like listening to new music, seeing new bands, moshing is fun, and, like, dancing with the foamies is great, and it's, like, more productive than, like, going to the bar and just being like, man, I'm, like... having a lot of fun.
And honestly, you know, as a person who's been sort of like trolling around in the scene, like I've been, it's just all the people who I know about that just like started a band out of nowhere. And I mean, like, I've sort of been around doing kind of like mini shows since like my freshman year. So I was like, you know, sort of, I seen people come and go, like the scene disappear and then like reappear,
come back,
and it was, you know, it's really weird to see like people you know, who you were in the crowd with or you've had a class with or you known from like mutual friends or something, and they're like in another band. So I just always thought that was like awesome, and I sort of like had to re-enter the scene since COVID because I was sort of like more focusing on like the internet and so Microplastics was like had to like re-enter the Yukon scene,
like revamp and stuff.
But I'd say you guys have been killing it. Like the last show I saw you guys at, that was probably one of my favorite Microplastics shows I've been to. Like, the crowd was just so into it. Like, there were, like, four different, like, circle pits in, like, that crowd. You couldn't even see it. It was, like, an entire ecosystem of
pits.
Was
that the one where the fucking pipe burst?
Yeah, that was the one where the pipe burst. Yeah.
What did they do with that? Did they just put, like, a bucket under it?
To be honest, all I just heard the pipe burst, and then I was like, well, I don't live here, so this isn't my problem.
There you go.
That's like the worst thing that could happen. Yeah. It's like no, that's not true.
I mean, the worst thing that could happen will probably be like a pipe bomb.
Yeah, or like someone getting hurt.
I will put a firecracker next to a hairspray bottle and then throw it to the crowd.
But like even then, like going back to like people getting hurt too, what's nice to see is that, especially at the beginning, like when we first like I first started doing shows, is that like people don't know how to mosh.
Yeah,
like
so funny.
Yeah, we'll get trampled. But like now it's like, but now it's like getting a lot better. I
now,
feel
now
like,
people are starting to learn.
Like if someone falls, I'm always like entering. I'm like, yo, stop. Let me get him up. You know what I'm saying?
You don't want to do for the next show. I want to get like snappers that you.
I also
want
to. No, that would be.
I was at a City Morgue show and people were throwing those on the ground.
Oh, like the
yeah,
the little ones that you like throw.
Yeah, I remember you were mentioning you wanted.
You want to get some for Friday?
Yeah,
feel free.
I do. I think I'm going to
do that and throw it right to the bands.
I'm
gonna
throw like in their faces.
Yeah,
just like snap.
Actually, rock maybe Gotti, not like a good idea. That might cause a bit of panic.
That's not a good idea.
You could do it after.
I know.
Maybe
I'm
while
joking.
They're
yeah.
Maybe I will do it after. I feel like that might be the smart thing to
do. That would be really fun.
Yeah.
That
would be.
I mean, you're gonna crash the night, so.
Exactly. It's gonna be a long night. Three of us have an exam tomorrow.
True.
Oh yeah, we do.
You guys want to just start studying?
R.I.P. Bozos.
Yeah, thanks.
So,
have you taken popular music before?
Yes.
Yeah, you have.
Yes.
Yeah.
How bad are the exams?
Not really bad.
That's what I figured.
Mean,
that's
I mean,
that's
I mean, there, I had a B-, and on the rest of the classes, I had D. I got D's except for that class, which I got a B-. And that was like fall 2020 during like coronavirus.
Coronavirus is a
Coronavirus.
Joe Rogan virus.
Speaking of which,
Well, at least we're better than Rogan here. Although we can't, we can't top the Joe Schmogan Super Show.
Joe Schmogan Super Show. I always, call
been,
it. I always stutter.
I've Rogan been, super dude. Show. Super show. Are you guys doing the Super Show tomorrow night?
I believe so, unless something changes.
I'm gonna have to call in and troll you a should. Meal.
Calling in meals. Is pretty fun.
That's what we need to have on the show is a meal.
You do need to get a meal on this. Honestly, I miss a meal. What's the update?
I haven't seen a
you
meal.
You saw him
in
like
a bit.
2 days ago.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, and he misses him already. It's a meal.
I need a meal, man. I might have to go back and like play God of War on his PS4 again.
Oh, God.
Maybe I don't miss a meal. Maybe I miss his PS4.
Mm. Bro.
Now I miss a meal. A meal is actually like low key best mosher.
Really?
Actually,
I love that picture of him in the Angry Zoo shirt. Yeah. Where he's
oh,
like this.
Yeah.
It's like he's about to.
That's
fight,
a,
but
that's
he's
a great
I have to buy my Angry Zoo shirt before.
You
like,
should buy like 10 in advance and sell them for like $50. I feel like they would sell.
I mean,
like,
I
someone
funny.
Would definitely be drunk enough to like buy one.
I mean, well, I mean, we're gonna be. I mean, Andrew's gonna be selling shirt. Like Andrew has been screen printing shirts. Actually.
Okay.
For what?
Funkhouse shirts?
Yeah, no, we
really?
Just. Yeah, no, we have. Okay. Two, he made two designs actually because he's just trying to get into screen printing. Mm. One of them is I listen to Midwest emo and I vote.
Ooh.
That's one of the shirt designs.
Wait,
the other
I
one,
say I listen to Midwest emo and I vote.
And I voted.
That's, yeah.
And then the other one is I went to Funkhouse and all I got was this shirt.
Yes. I like that one.
Yeah,
that
no, like I have photos of them. You can't really see it because you know this is an audio format show. Yeah, but like,
what were you saying about your mirror and the Funkhouse?
Yeah, tell us about the mirror.
Oh,
mirror
so story. Like the joke is just that like for whatever reason, there's like just like lipstick. Like someone kissed the mirror in my bathroom.
And then many other people kissed a mirror too.
I mean, bro. I imagine more. Plenty
Which one,
of
the downstairs one? Or
yeah,
the
downstairs
okay.
one. I hope no one has made. I mean, I assume people have probably made out with the upstairs bathroom mirror too. But like, I don't know. It's just like really funny that like my mirror has gotten more
your action.
has gotten more action than I have.
Your mirror
every,
is a hoe,
dude. Every time I walk into my bathroom, I'm just reminded of like, damn.
Don't objectify the mirror, man.
I'm not.
That's very objectifying.
Wait,
man.
It's a mirror.
Calling the mirror a hoe, man. Jeez.
The show we recorded last week was all over the place.
That was. What are your guys' thoughts on Big Chungus? Because that was.
I'm a fan. I think Big Chungus is awesome. Like, I'm really glad that is like a meme.
Big Chungus is beautiful, man.
It's a great meme.
There's just no other way around it. Mm. It just looks amazing.
Can I talk?
Yeah, you
can
hear them talk.
No, you're not.
No. We're cutting your mic off.
I hate. Hate Bing Chungus.
Hate Bing Chungus?
I hate
Is that
Bing.
Like
mean
Bing
you're not
Crosby as Big Chungus?
Because when I was fat, motherfuckers kept calling me Big Chungus, and it was like, bro,
what? Okay,
what
here's
that means you're powerful.
Like,
yeah, no,
I'm fat, and no one has ever called me that.
yeah,
bro.
And also getting like a semi, like semi freaking, semi fucking, like a semi funny. Like screenshot of a cartoon and then just giving it like a name like Squingus Gimpus. Like,
do you guys know who Scoobert is?
Scoobert? What?
No, Scoobert the dog.
Scoobert
the
I
dog.
I mean, I know
Scrappy
Doo
and Scooby. On Hyper Pop Daily.
Scrappy Doo can die, but
let me find
Scrappy Doo in the.
I think Scoobert is like the second coming of
That's
Big
my
Chungus.
Scoobert.
That's my hot take on Big Chungus.
That's
like
that's a terrible take.
I it's wouldn't say it's terrible. I understand, it's, like, it's more
like,
due to the circumstances
like,
around
yeah,
it.
And also, it's got, like, that connotation of people going, like, a Big Chungus. Oh, look at me, I'm T-posing. Reddit meme. Hey, look at my Ahegao hentai hoodie. Like, you know what I mean?
Tuesday.
It's just, like,
oh, it's on your Wednesday.
It is part... It is like band kid memes, and that is a dark time in my life that I don't want to talk
meme
about.
Six, six,
that
no.
shit is a
Mustafa
black
was
hole.
A band kid.
Yeah, I was a band kid.
I was too.
Yo, actually, I have a question for you guys. Yeah. Like, so I don't know if this is the case, but like, did you guys have band kids in your band who were just like really pretentious?
Yes.
For like, no, even though they weren't like, I'm not like trying to shit on people, but like, they even though they like weren't like that, like their level of like ego was not equivalent with like.
Yeah.
Yeah,
my area is too rednecky to have those kind of people.
Yeah, well, okay, you know what? I'm actually gonna go to Buckwheat, so I'm way better. Okay, so you go, you do pitch shit. I'm gonna play my alto saxophone. Mm. over here, and I can really do marching. I was planning to go into the JROTC, and I'm sorry.
No, keep it going. Like, this is great. I love
going. I was actually going to the JROTC, but I thought that my real talent is music, and so it was breathing hard. What's the JROTC? And no, I can. My arms are already like deadly weapons. So
deadly weapons.
I will say, I do know some. I know some good people in the marching band up here.
Oh yeah.
But I also know some not so good people in marching.
Oh. I mean, so I'm not even talking about the marching band up here.
Just like band kids
just
in general.
Band kids. Yeah,
a whole. We had a handful who were. Like, annoying in my school.
I don't know what the dealio was at my school, but like it was very political and very like clicky, and like it made no sense to me because it would just be like I'd be in jazz band, like actually learning music.
Yeah,
like I'd be like, oh, this is cool. I can like this is what a chord is. Cool, this is a dominant seven chord, or like this is what a cool blues scale is, whatever. And then I'd like go to like marching band, and then kids would just be like, yo, you're like not good at music, and I'd be like, okay, and what are the seven modes again? And I mean, I never said that because I was like 15. I just didn't know how to defend myself. Yeah. But it's like it's very hard. Like, I don't know why, like, the people, like, do that and have that, like, negative, pretentious feeling where they, like, put you down.
That's just high school in general.
Oh, no, yeah, it definitely was. But it was just, like, I don't know. It, like, make no sense to me when you're, like, a better musician than them and, like, not a, like, I don't know. Generally, I think I'm a pretty chill, like, not douchebag type of guy.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
And like, I just be like going to like jazz band and being like, oh, cool, arpeggios. This is fun. And like learning music.
I was in my homophobic Republican era when I was in jazz band. Not jazz band.
What?
Band. Marching band. Explain. I was in Florida.
Yeah. Oh.
If you're just some random Latino who's just like going, moving in, like I had to blend in because motherfuckers were going to make like fun of my
accent.
Was
DeSantis still governor? Back then?
Yeah, it was Ron.
It was Ron DeSantis.
Oh, the homie.
No. Makes sense.
Just kidding. I take that back. He's not the homie.
He's not the homie.
Not the homie.
This show does not endorse.
Absolutely
this show does not,
not
endorse Meatball Ron.
Like, yeah. Like.
Actually, real talk about resumes. I'm trying to figure out how I can like put Funk House on my resume.
Just
I became the thing.
You are
I
the
hated.
Owner of Funk House.
Yeah, I don't really know. I would just
you're
like,
the owner of a live music venue.
I'd just be like rent live DIY live music venue.
Yeah, I think that would be a good way to put
I
it.
I think you could put that.
Yeah, like I mean, because like there's a lot of like skill and effort, I guess that goes. I mean, I don't think of it like as like super difficult, but yeah. I'm also like
it's
pretty
like,
good
resume.
At like.
I would not put the term. Founder on like an actual resume. I guess you could.
I don't know. Like founders, like the like best way. I'd say like
you could say like operator, like
operated,
manager.
Like programmed and like scheduled and booked shows at like a venue.
The booking shows is what's gonna hold weight on a resume.
I mean, like
yeah, you're their promoter. I guess.
I don't know. It's really fun. It's like other bands like think I'm a legitimate venue now, really? And I'm like I'm not. It's just a house. Like it's not a legitimate.
It's our ASMR segment.
ASMR right.
Oh wait, I can do some ASMR. I just need to see
Almost Ablaze ASMR.
Surprised no one does that with these. I mean, we're doing it now, but
what ASMR?
I'm surprised there's not more ASMR.
I mean, like
B.
I have a stack of $1,000 right here in my hand. If you don't believe me, listen to this right now.
That's how the money Faisal made from his last show.
Shut
up. True.
Yeah, man. That's from his side hustle, man.
I honestly
it's
feel
from
weird.
The money laundering scheme.
I don't like launder money, but I do not charge yet. A cover, and it's like very interesting, like doing that. It's just
it's
like
really weird.
You should get into money laundering.
I'm not gonna do that.
You'll become bigger than Mattress Firm if you do that.
Yeah, William, you launder money, right?
I do launder money. Why do you think I have so many vinyl records?
Are you TJX6?
That would get
what's
it.
That?
TJX6?
I don't know what that is.
Oh, you know what? TJX6 is a scam rapper guy.
Yeah.
Basically, scam rapper. He like just raps about how to like scam.
Oh, bro.
No, but it's
has
like,
the IRS found this guy yet?
I like don't even know, but like he was on like he like I don't know. It's like there's a real, like he has a video with Kenny Beats and it's really funny because the opening of the video is him just sneaking into Kenny Beats' like studio and just downloading everything from his laptop to a second flash drive, and then Kenny Beats just walks in and is like, "What are you doing?"
Oh man!
And then he does like a really good free, and then he's just hilarious.
Yeah, TJX6 needs to come back.
TJ sucks shit.
He should transfer to UConn.
Oh, he really should. If I went to high school with a rat, if I went to college.
He's like 21, right?
Yeah. 21. What's crazy is that like a lot of people are just like our age now. It's like,
yeah,
weird?
Like Luka Doncic, like the best player.
What?
In the NBA.
Yeah.
He's
how old is
like 23
Luka?
Years old.
Yeah, like insane. Like, I'm like,
yeah,
I'm older.
23
than,
or 24. He's young.
Like, we're older than Mbappe. Kylie
Mbappe. It's so fucking, it's like
weird.
Because it's like Mbappe, Gavi. Like, friggin' soccer players who are just, like, up
and
coming.
If you look at the Arsenal team, which is dominating the Premier League right now, I'm pretty sure, like, all of them are just young.
How old is Vinny Jr.?
I don't even know.
I think he's young.
How old is Pulisic, the Captain America of Chelsea?
I think he's, like, 23.
Yeah, like, it's, like, crazy when, like, I don't know. I think that's one thing that people need to talk more about as you get older is that you just, like, start seeing other people in your age group just, like, younger people just doing crazy stuff.
That's
just,
like me with, like, the freshmen on this campus.
Hey!
Like,
yeah. No, like, for, like, even, like, music. Like, for example, you guys know the rapper Redville?
No,
he's really good. Is he's like a mix of like soul, like rap, like he's a lot of like soul based samples, but it's also like Earl Sweatshirt esque flow.
Yeah, yeah.
But like I saw him like open up for Freddie Gibbs last May, and he had like just turned 18 like the week before.
Damn.
And like he's like now like and it's crazy because he's 18 now. And, like,
well, you can do that with music because of the internet now.
Yeah.
I guess you always could in like the 50s with like teenage idols and
stuff. Yeah, but it's still like really crazy to see like. This kid, like the guy who's like literally just like a child compared to you, and you're just like, wow, he's like killing it.
If I had the family support, I think I would have been like big by now.
I agree.
You know, being a failed child actor, you know, gone.
And then
doing music for a while.
I mean, you probably because you joined Jarrett OC.
Yeah. My aunt working for an artist promotion company and like advertising too, it would I would have done something like on like reggaeton or like pop or something, but
is
I'm
not
like,
your thing.
It's just not my thing. I think I'm more used to like the experimental stuff.
But also, honestly, to go on the reverse side of like watching young people like get popular is also like. It's really interesting to see, like, people you've been following when they're, like, in their 30s. Like, for example, Freddie Gibbs.
Mm. Or JPEG Mafia.
Or JPEG Mafia, even. Like, because they're, like, or even, like, Danny Brown. Like, they're all, like, generally, like, in their late 30s or, like, early 40s. Even, like, any of the, like, Ayo or, like, what's his name? West Side Gun and stuff. Like, they didn't, like.
Ayo!
Yeah, like, those guys didn't get popular until, like, their, like, later years. Mm. And, like, they're, like, just now reaching their peak.
I love when people go through, like, career renaissance.
Yeah, and I think, honestly think that's almost a bit more beautiful.
That's what I
want to
do.
It's pretty cool.
That's pretty much what I want to do.
Yeah. Like, being, like, Freddie Gibbs, I think, like, is now, like, almost 40. And, like,
it's also probably a lot better to get famous at, like, 30 or 40 than 20. Like, you probably have, like, more security in yourself.
Yeah, you definitely have more security in yourself, and you have more, like, confidence. And like who you want to be, like
you're just smart. Like you have like know how to handle your money better and stuff.
And like
you
just
you're more
thing.
Responsible.
Yeah,
to be honest, we see a lot of like young artists do dumb shit, like
all
really dumb shit.
So
just young people do dumb
like,
shit.
Like to be honest, I'm like really surprised that like Julian Casablancas and Alex Turner are still alive.
Yeah, right.
Like they were like they were doing crazy stuff.
There's a lot of people that I'm shocked they're still alive.
Yeah. Like myself. No, I'm just kidding.
The universe is weird like that. The
universe is weird.
How is Iggy Pop still alive?
Yeah, how is Iggy Pop still alive?
Here's the real question. How the fuck is Keith Richards still walking the earth?
I don't know how Keith Richards
is. How is Mick Jagger still alive?
Let's move away from musicians. How the hell is Steve-O still alive? That motherfucker did every drug under the sun, and now he's just
like
sober.
Voice. He sounds like a sanding paper now.
Yeah. I mean,
hey guys,
you know, that's
for 40 years.
Yeah, that's the issue. Honestly, real talk, if you're going to, like, start smoking cigarettes, you got to, like, find the balance where you get, like, a cool, nice draw like Julian Casablancas. But you don't want to, like, become, like,
become like your chain smoking aunt.
You want to sound like your chain smoking aunt. Well,
I think what really fucked up his voice, and I think I watched an interview with him on this, was like nitrous or whatever.
Yeah, that's right.
That's really what messed with his vocal cords.
Nitrous
cords.
Mafia.
Nitrous oxide?
Like yeah, doing like a whippet?
Nitrous mafia.
I've been doing whippets for a while. Oh,
nitrous
no.
mafia. Ice cold.
Massage those vocal cords.
Yeah, I mean, personally, like my voice used to be a lot higher pitched, and then I did whip. And I'm just kidding.
Oh,
yeah.
Bro.
Not true. Don't do that, actually. That's like,
I've sounded like a smoker since the sixth grade. I just have a deep voice.
My voice when, like, my voice a couple of years ago actually was way deeper than it is now, and it's because of, like, vocal training I've been doing. But, like, yeah, I used to have, like, a pretty, not, like, a super deep voice, but I used to have a pretty deep voice in high school, and now it's, like, a lot more, you know, higher pitch because I want it to be more higher pitch.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, I used to be able to like talk like this and all that stuff in like a normal, normal aspect, but like, I can't do it anymore. I can't go that deep.
I could talk like corpse.
I remember seeing a video of me talking from like 6 years ago. I'm like, God damn, I sounded like that. I'm like, hey guys. I'm like, oh,
no,
God.
Actually, one of my favorite thing is if you like have friends who have voicemails, right? And they haven't updated them, those are the funniest shit ever. Like my friend has a voicemail he hasn't updated since high school, and so call him. Like I remember one time I called him and they went to voicemail and it was just the highest.
You know, just hear that it's like, hello, you've reached the voicemail box.
It's just like, man.
That I need to update my voicemail because I make a reference to like the two old bands I was in that I'm no longer in now. So I need to update that.
Yeah, I mean, I have videos that I used to record when I was like a kid, like all that stuff when I was like 11. Mm-hmm. I had a smoker's voice.
What?
Like
at
like
11?
I didn't. Yeah, I had a voice of like someone who like smoked like 10 Newports a day.
Well, this has been my voice since like fifth grade.
Yeah, but you've been smoking this. 10 Newports a day.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, I'm a blue collar, dude.
Yeah,
I come
you're
from
a blue collar
family. Wow. That's what we do.
Actually,
I smoke 10 Newports a day. It's actually having the opposite effect.
Is that
yeah,
yeah.
Man,
like
this,
kind of
is,
there.
This is
that
some,
the
some
helium
case
smokes?
Study here.
No, what is it? When I used to work at CVS, people would often I'd get people who like come up to me and they'd ask them from the South.
Oh, no.
And like, and then I'd just be like, no, why do you think so? They're like, oh, you just sound like you'd be from Texas or something.
Ugh.
And like, what I don't really think they realize is that, no, I'm just a stoner and this is how I talk.
Some teachers,
I don't see the Texas thing.
I don't know. I mean, how would you guys describe my voice?
That's a good question.
I mean,
I don't know how
you
I
have a transatlantic accent.
Oh,
I would say you sound like a college student.
I think
like
I just sound like a,
sound. You yeah. sound like college.
Like,
you sound like the word college.
Yeah, I think I just sound like your average like 20-year-old like stoner.
Yeah.
When I was in Florida, some teachers thought I was Canadian.
Interesting.
What?
Because I would say
you like
quarter. I would say quarter stuff like that. Quarter. I was also really quiet.
Destroy the mic.
Stop doing that. It's
no ASMR right now. That's for later.
I was really quiet and like polite. So one of the teachers just like pulled me out and he's like, hey, I'm a bit worried about you, but I gotta ask you this question. He puts his hand on my shoulder and goes, are you Canadian? and I go no, and he goes, thank God.
What?
Your excuse.
Thank God.
Well, actually, you know what I think is really funny too is when people ask me where I'm from, and so like the issue is that it's like I'm like I'll say where I'm from, like, but I'm like when you ask me where I'm from, it's like what do you mean?
Yeah.
Like my ethnicity, my like hometown, where I was born, where I live, like you know what I'm saying? Yeah,
Someone did that to Emil in the writing center. Some old guy came over.
Yeah,
and I think Emil's cool with me telling this story, but the guy literally asked like as soon as the appointment was over, he was like, what's your ethnicity, by the way? Like some like white guy asked him that. And I was like, dude, you should like report him to the higher ups.
I mean, I don't think it's like, I don't think that's like that bad. If you're, I mean, it depends how the delivery is. But
yeah,
like,
if it was like
I don't
some
know what the
sort
delivery
of
was.
Someone
like,
asked
just
what part of Mexico I'm from.
Well, that's just racist. That's just straight up racist.
That is
like,
racist.
Like,
that sounds like something my redneck neighbor who stormed the Capitol
would
ask.
That's why my parents hate me having a mustache.
Is that true?
Because I look.
Did your neighbor stormed the Capitol?
He was there.
Yeah, he was there.
He was
based as fuck.
I know someone who went to UConn or who goes to UConn who was there.
Really?
Yeah, but that's people actually. No, I know about this.
Yeah.
I might have been in a class.
Yeah, it was
bro.
Me.
I was. Yeah.
Oh,
it was me and Gustavo.
We were both there.
That must have been some hell of a time.
No, but I was in a class with that person.
Really?
Yeah.
Did they get immediately canceled?
Yeah. Were they?
They're also the president of Turning Point, so I don't know if they got canceled or exiled into like their own little.
Fuck Turning Point. For a moment, I thought you were about to say Turnstile, and I was about to be like, "What?"
Yeah. Me and Brendan from Turnstile have the same birthday. I didn't know that.
Ooh, nice. Really? I had the same birthday as Tim Burton.
Nice,
I have the same
nice.
Birthday as Larry the Cable Guy.
There you go.
No.
Yes.
Get her done.
I don't know. I have the same birthday as me.
Actually, no. There's a lot of my niece. There's a lot of
people. Huey. You know Huey?
Wait, Huey's born on
the same day as me, yeah.
Wait, Huey's really? Also born on... I'm not going to dox you, redacted.
You can dox my birthday. I don't
no.
care.
Wait, isn't it your birthday soon?
It was yesterday.
No, I missed it!
Oh, wait, I forgot.
Well,
I was going to wish you a
happy birthday.
It's all good. I don't promote my birthday like that.
I also forgot.
I'm so sorry.
I bet you guys don't even know when my birthday is.
Couldn't tell you.
May.
Oh, I don't know.
June.
No.
July.
April 20th.
Yes. August?
August.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah.
Yeah.
You seem like an August birthday.
Yeah. You started in May, dog.
Yeah. I'm just like, what? There's 12 months. I was going to eventually get it.
You guys want to hear what my brother got me for my birthday?
What do you
get? Death Grips tickets. Yeah. I spoiled it. Get wrecked.
You got
Faisal, what the fuck,
you got
dude?
Death Grips tickets?
Yeah, so I'm seeing them twice now, which is cool.
Wait, when?
Shit.
I'm going to Outbreak Fest, which is a festival in Manchester, the UK.
Oh, yeah.
What?
I'm playing there.
Well, you're going to the UK?
Yeah.
What the heck,
yeah,
dog?
Dude, about
why would you subject yourself to that?
It's better than subjecting yourself
you're going to
France.
Manchester, not London.
Okay.
Yeah, Manchester
would be a bit
cool.
Better.
You could
yeah.
go see like
yeah.
Man.
UK. Yeah, Manchester is so much better than
London. London, yeah.
Remember,
I heard there's like lots of crime, so I'm really excited.
That's all of it.
So
I heard there's a lot of like knife crime.
Yeah.
Yo, you watch your stuff in that pit. Well, you should like make sure you wear
knife
some armor.
Crime,
bring a
knife crime
sword.
Would be such cool. A good name for a band.
Yo,
knife
yo,
crime.
Actually,
knife
I might just start that right now.
Ah, man, let's do this shit.
All right, cool.
What like genre would it be?
Punk.
Hardcore
punk.
Dash cam.
I feel like there
dash
need to
cam
be like
too.
There need to be some like grind elements in it though.
Grindcore.
Closer to grindcore than
okay.
Hardcore.
What's like the difference between grindcore and hardcore?
Grindcore
That's a
is
good
shorter
question.
And it's kind of like
and it's more blast beat like.
Do you actually grind? Like would I be like
it's like hardcore but it's a lot more erotic. It's like
oh dang. I mean
hardcore
is
grindcore.
I mean I don't know if like my these listeners have ever been to a dash cam show but those shows.
I don't know. I don't know if we have listeners.
They get really sweaty, so
yeah.
I will say that.
And sometimes Zuhair will take off his sweater, and that's like,
yes.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I'm like,
when will...
It's, I can't believe I performed with my shirt off, and it was like 75% of that
after
day.
After you like...
No. Different show.
Okay. Yeah,
that
was like my favorite show I've seen you play at yet,
I think I just have to like take off my shirt to have a really good show.
Really?
No, I don't know. I feel like... Like I said, you should just do it. Like, people aren't going to, like, roast you for your body, and if they do, we'll tell them to fucking go do it themselves. Oh, wait, they're
not
playing.
Like, it's not like I had that bad... like, I'm definitely better. Like, I did lose, like,
no,
20
you've been,
pounds.
Like, and... you've been, like, really looking good lately.
Yeah,
in, like,
you,
a
man.
Non, like, flirty way. Like, just an objective friend.
No,
like,
that
you.
Is
how about
a
full
flirty
way?
I mean,
Faisal
I can flirt if you want.
Faisal
like...
is flirting with you, bro. Look at this. Look him in the eyes.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
I'm flirting
it
with you.
It happened first on the Almost Ablaze podcast.
Yes.
Faisal is flirting with Gustavo.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
This is now a matchmaking
sorry,
show, guys.
Yeah,
this whole thing was a trap.
Sorry, Faisal, I have a girlfriend.
Yeah, okay.
Not anymore.
Cool.
Yeah, and it's okay. Will and I are going to be sharing a bed at South by Southwest.
Are going
oh,
to which apparently we're getting an Airbnb, not a hotel.
Oh,
which is
that's hype.
Honestly better, I think. Because we're going to have a living. We can cook and we're going to have a living room.
Oh, then we can bring like our Switch and set it up.
Yes.
Oh, yo,
yeah.
Fuck. I'm so, like, I feel so bad since I can't go to South by Southwest. I so fucking mad.
Like, you want to just fit in my luggage?
Yeah, yeah, I can.
Yeah,
like, can. Will, put me in yours.
I got you. You're gonna fit in my backpack and my carry-on.
Are you gonna? I'll pay for the overweight like shipping.
All right. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I looked up how much like the tickets we got cost. They're like $2,000 tickets. What? The
yeah. Really?
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
It's expensive.
It's very expensive. There.
Yo, mama.
Wait, Gustavo, can I see a friend real quick?
You that take was, that back, Gustavo. All right.
So I was saying, it's like,
Faisal, I might.
My parents hate it.
I hate taking it. Put it right in my face, dude.
And we'll edit this part.
Okay. So basically, my parents hate when I grow out a mustache. Mm. Oh. And every time they see me, they force me to shave it off.
I relate to that.
Because,
so do mine.
Because, it's pretty much for a different reason.
Oh.
It's because it makes me look more Latino.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't like that?
And they don't want me to experience that much, like, discrimination, so, or me getting confused with a Mexican. Mm. So, like, it's it's like,
that's the reason
every time they go, it's like, shave that mustache off, you look Mexican. And I'm like, ma, no.
Whenever see, that's the opposite for me. Whenever I'm clean shaven, my parents look at me like I'm a fucking freak.
Bro, see, I feel like Will clean shaven would so mess with my head.
It's
so
not
much.
A good look.
Is there a picture?
Oh, I can probably. Well, I used to work at Chick-fil-A, so I had to be clean shaven for like 6 months.
Really?
For Jesus.
They don't. You have to be clean shaven at Chick-fil-A. That's a requirement.
You had when I worked there. You had to. I think they got like sued for it.
Faisal
so
has a story.
It.
No, I have a specific reason I have a mustache, and it's due to the fact that I worked at CVS. I had a coworker who was 16, and I didn't have a mustache at the time, and I was 21.
Yeah.
And she goes up to me and is like, so are you like a senior, like, are you like a junior or like sophomore in high school? Mm. And then I was just like, fuck.
That also happened to me when I was at Chick-fil-A, too. People thought I was like a freshman in high school.
Yeah, and then I was like, all right, I have to, like, my coworker who was like a year older than me thought I was 17. I was like, no, I'm 21.
Working at Chick-fil-A must be hell.
That must be interesting.
I will say.
Were they like, you must pray to God?
Tell us some Chick-fil-A stories, Will.
All right.
Nothing exciting happened.
Were they all your coworkers Christian?
They were. I didn't realize all of them were younger than me and married, and I didn't realize.
What? What do you mean married?
Were they Southern?
I was like, scrolling through the Chick-fil-A Instagram, and I was like, oh, I might as well like stalk my coworkers.
Oh, my.
And then, wait. What if you're scrolling through on is like all that stuff? There's like a marriage post, and then like later. It says, finally divorce. 18. I love you.
Like,
you're the love of my
Mormon.
Life.
No, they were just Christian.
No, if they were Mormons,
they would not
multiple
be working.
Wives.
They probably wouldn't have gotten hired at Chick-fil-A if they were Mormon.
Well, I mean, the thing is, like, I know, like, it's a big thing in Utah. Like, is that if you go to college and, like, you know, Utah's, like, the Mormon beehive.
Yeah, BYU.
Yeah, like, BYU.
Yeah, like, they're just like, yeah, you should get married, like, now.
Last Ash Wednesday, Ash Wednesday 2019, I gave up my hair for Lent. Can I do that again?
You gave up your hair?
Yeah, I went bald.
Oh, that sucks. I'll tell you this, that would be impossible.
I'm going
to
give up shaving for Lent.
Although,
it's like now, or showering, and shaving and brushing my teeth.
Yeah, no,
if
I gave up my hair for Lent, I would be very mad at myself.
I don't want you to give up your hair.
I did that once on April Fool's Day in the fifth grade. I got a buzz cut.
One of the worst decisions
of my life.
I thought buzzing my head.
No, it was especially funny because...
Okay, taxi driver.
No, it was really funny because April Fool's Day, it was the day before... Freaking
April 2nd.
No, besides, it was the day before spring break for us, and I didn't go to school that day. So, you know, I hit my buzz cut. I'm down in Florida for a week. I come back, and everyone's like, Dan, what did you do? I'm like, what? Just trying something. And
to
this,
I can imagine you with a buzz cut, to be honest.
It was horrifying. I got to see if I have a picture of it somewhere.
My parents used to always make me get buzz cuts because they were just like, we don't want to go like another haircut. But I hated getting buzz cuts.
I used to pay my barber to shave my head.
Why?
Yeah. Looking back, it wasn't very smart.
You know, I could do that for you right now.
Stop supporting the barber industrial complex.
No, barberism does begin at home.
The barber industry has a lot of poor Ricans and Dominicans.
I'll support them.
Support barbers because Dominican and Puerto Rican barbers are the best barbers you could get.
True.
Saying that right now.
Okay.
Saying that forever and ever.
Giving someone a haircut is definitely like an underappreciated art form.
Barbers used to be surgeons as well. Way back.
That's
in
what
the day.
My barber is also my surgeon. So it's like, it's really hey, can good I get an insurance.
Can I get like this glob taken out from my body? Yeah, sure.
Can you cut off this tumor
also thing? Off the top.
Yeah, just a bit off the top and a tumor off my arm.
Can I just get a bit off the top of my blood pressure?
Yeah, just blood let me a bit, bro.
You know, I got some humors. You got some humors you want to, like, got the leeches.
For $50, you can get a vaccine and, like, a mullet.
That's pretty good.
That's a deal.
Hey, if you got bloodlet and you got a lot of humors, they must have taken your sense of humor. Anyone, am I right?
But
boom, roses.
Do you guys think anyone who has gotten, like, the COVID vaccine and a mullet in the same day?
Probably. There's got to be somebody.
Are those, like, mutually exclusive?
There has to be somebody in the South who was getting a haircut and, like, someone was bugging them, like, they were like, yeah, well, I gotta get the that evil vaccine for my job, but I need a fresh cut.
I'm so glad I'm not vaccinated.
I'm really glad that I am vaccinated due to the fact that I, like,
bro,
I just like, you know, vaccines. They, like, I like being in,
I love
against
needles.
What if there was someone's like, hell no, I ain't taking that vaccine. And people are like, why? I'm scared of needles.
That's like, the only reason I got a vaccine was so that they would stick a needle into my arm.
Because I was right. Like, if you find a grown ass man who's like, I ain't getting that vaccine.
I don't
want that needle in my arm.
I have a friend who has a phobia of needles, so like he would never get piercings even though he wanted them. He did get his vaccine, though.
Okay. So that's fine.
It's like a legitimate fear.
At least he got
I
that.
Used to be scared of needles as a kid, and then I just stopped, like, caring.
Yeah.
Well, I had to get a lot of what's blood drawn in high school.
Same.
So I just got used to it.
I mean, after I went to the hospital for my appendix burst, I just am no longer, like, afraid of needles.
What was that
just
like?
Desensitized to hospitals in general. It's like, fuck, here I am again in the hospital.
Yeah, I spent 2 weeks in the hospital with my appendix burst.
Bro,
so
what was that experience like, appendix burst?
Like, really, really, like, basically what happened was I was like, man, I'm in a lot of pain. And then my mom walked into my room and was like, you want to go to the hospital? And I'd be like, God, woman, for the love of God, yes. Straight up what I said to her. I was like, for the love of God, woman, take me to the hospital. And then I went to the hospital, and they're like, hey, you have appendicitis. And I was like, oh, cool.
Oh, cool. Awesome.
What do I do? And then they're like, we're going to have to take it out of you. And I was like, surgery? I'm not ready for that. And then they put me into surgery, and like doing surgery is actually really weird because like have you guys ever been like knocked out?
Yep. Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's so weird. I'm like, one second you're awake and then the next
coming out of
last
it is
last time
weird.
I got knocked out, I had seen Hamilton. I had seen Hamilton 2 days before, and then shit happened and I had to go to the hospital, and they're like, oh, we got to do this operation. And so I fell asleep, or I got knocked out.
What the fuck happened at Hamilton? They had to get
the mosh pit was nuts.
Yeah, no, well, what's it called? I fell asleep
Lin-Manuel
singing
Miranda.
Hamilton songs. Yeah.
Lin-Manuel appeared in your anesthesia dream.
He said, go to sleep. Where I got you.
He goes,
he said, leave it
why
to
don't
me.
You go to sleep?
No, but like being knocked out is like such a weird experience, especially when you like wake up.
Dude, coming out of it is weird. Like,
I swore when I was like getting chest surgery, I swore to like my doctors, like, oh, I'm gonna be it's gonna take me so long to get knocked out. And he's like, no, dude, swear to me, count. I'm gonna count, and it's gonna take like 30 seconds.
It's true.
They were like, no.
Yeah, no. My doctor counted me down to like 10, and that was out by like 4, and I was like, okay,
bro. I remember coming out of the anesthesia is fucking weird. I remember I got my all four wisdom teeth out one time. Holy shit, I was so fucking loopy coming out. I was loopy for like an hour. I remember being in my car. I remember being in my car. My mom was driving me. I'm like, pull over, I gotta puke.
When I was shadowing surgeries in Puerto Rico, I was going through operation table, you really get to see like how the vitals change when they go, like, when you're in the operating table, you're obviously nervous and your like heartbeat's like beep, beep, beep.
What is your heart just start like pounding or something?
Yeah. Mm. Pounding, and then they go, okay, anesthesia, and you go, I'm not gonna go to sleep. Okay, one, two, and then just.
What is in anesthesia? Like, is that just what it's called?
I think, no, okay, well, anesthesia is a mixture of drugs are in here. Yeah, it's a mixture of different drugs.
Like, you can go to school to become an anesthesiologist in your entire job.
Anesthesia is just like 2 million like grams of THC.
Yeah, it's just like I have like,
if you're an anesthesiologist, you're a glorified drug dealer if you really think about it.
You also have to like pay attention to the oxygenation in the blood and different stuff. You have to pay a lot of attention. You have to do the calculations of how much anesthesia someone needs, because if you fuck it up, give them too much amnesia, and not amnesia, anesthesia, you can kill them.
I was gonna say, yeah, probably.
You can. You have to have something that will knock them out and also not like let them feel anything. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so you have to have those two concentrations right for the certain patient, right? Because if you don't, that motherfucker may be knocked out but feel everything and you're screwed. Or that person might be not just knocked out and then just die from the utter shock of having his having to see his, like, you know,
insides.
Insides.
For lack of a better term. Yeah.
What is it? So like when I was in the hospital, I had like another complication due to the fact that like I tore a hole in my esophagus from throwing up. So I was just like internally bleeding. I wasn't aware of this. But, like, the nurse was like, because I threw up, like, a liter of blood. And then they're like, hey, I think you have a problem. And I was like, yeah, I think so. I was, like, really weak and tired. And I was just like, yeah, I think so.
I might.
Is there anything we can do? And then they took me to the ER because my, like, blood pressure is dropping. I need, like, 6 units of blood plus 2, like, more units of, like, non, like, real blood.
Damn.
But, it was, like, crazy because they knocked me out. Like, I remember, like, first of all, when your blood pressure is, like, so low, you can't move. It is one of the weirdest feelings.
Yeah,
ever.
It's you feel numb.
Like, you just feel, like, so numb and you're just like, what is happening? But, like, I remember, like, I got knocked out at, like, night at, like, 3 a.m. And I woke up and I was like, oh, it's the next morning. Okay. I look at my phone. 2 days had passed.
Holy shit.
Or, like, a whole, like, 20. Like, I, like, was like, yeah, I almost lost all my snap streaks. But I didn't.
Oh.
Okay. Fucked hospital trying to stop me.
Damn.
Nice.
But, no. But, like, I, like, woke up and I was just like, where am I? What is happening? 2 days have passed. What?
Well, I hate to be a party pooper, but I gotta get ready for the UConn game.
Oh shit! So, oh, bro, it's 6 o'clock.
Holy shit!
Like
60
minutes of raw content.
More like 6 o'clock. Am I right?
Hell yeah! Well, well, fellas, this was certainly an episode. Thank you, Faisal and Gustavo, for joining us on whatever the fuck this podcast has been, whatever the hell Almost Ablaze is now.
The monstrosity it has become.
Yes, we have unleashed the beast. It is in its almost final
form. I
have
to respect you guys for like taking the time to edit down the content to like make it consumable.
Have fun editing this episode.
Yeah, this one might not go up for a week or two.
Oh my god.
What do you mean? We talked about a lot of, like, I think you could just drop the raw footage.
Oh my god.
I could. Yeah. No, you have to subscribe to our premium channel for that.
Yeah. You need.
I wouldn't give this away.
Subscribe
for free.
To their Patreon.
Pretty good content.
Join our Discord.
You could also do Will's OnlyFans.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
We'll talk about my OnlyFans and on another show.
Yeah, that's we'll a bit. We have to save a show exclusively for that.
We'll talk about again prices.
Can I promote my OnlyFans?
No,
you can't promote on this podcast.
Remember,
drats.
And remember, y'all, this podcast will reach its final form when we get Emil on here.
Yo, I want to be on the episode with Emil.
We should. That I have a feeling that episode might end up getting deleted from the vault.
That's like a sacred episode.
It probably would be very respectful, is my guess.
I don't know, man. I don't know, but given the story you told him, you told me of the one thing you had to delete.
Were we respectful?
What's that?
Were we respectful?
No.
Not at all. Get out.
Back on again.
Okay.
All right.
So thank you all for tuning in. Thanks for listening to Almost Ablaze. We'll be back with another episode soon. Have a great night and keep on trucking, y'all.